is it fine, see mommy? Let them know you a star, fuck a dime, see mommy. You're a queen, a goddess, yeah, everything, the baddest keep shining. Don't you give them a chance, see mommy? Cause you light the world up when you're smiling. It wouldn't be the same without you. You're a pilot, keeping it to fly without trying. The way you do it, all without whining, and all in good timing. Girl, you deserve the best, never settle for less. Beauty's what you define, baby, don't even stress. You should know you're a diamond. If they not impressed, then like taste, smoke a coffee, rough when you cut it. If you ever feeling low, baby, don't you forget just how powerful you are. You deserve the respect. Yeah, woman, you're the finest, plus not a minus. Everything is over with your touch, you're a minus.
From Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema calls for transparent land management to drive growth. Petroleum transporters welcome fuel tax relief but demand inclusion in pricing framework. In international news, deadly arsenal explosions rock Bujumbura. And in sports, Polo Polo draw lessons from Argentina defeat.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia has welcomed government's decision to suspend excise duty and zero-rate value-added tax VAT on fuel, describing the move as timely but insufficient to address deeper challenges affecting the sector. PTAZ President Benson Tembo said the intervention will help cushion the impact of rising global oil prices, which prompted an upward adjustment in fuel pump prices by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB. Mr. Tembo noted that without the government's action, the situation could have been significantly worse, potentially escalating into a broader economic and political concern. He explained that while petrol recorded a marginal increase, the sharp rise in diesel prices remains a major concern for transporters, given that diesel is the primary fuel used in bulk fuel transportation. However, Mr. Tembo expressed concern that transporters continue to be excluded from the fuel pricing framework, despite playing a critical role in the supply chain. He said for a long time, local transporters have operated under low and unsustainable rates, warning that their profit margins have been significantly eroded. Mr. Tembo added that the current situation is forcing transporters to operate under difficult conditions, with some struggling to meet operational costs, statutory obligations, and improve working conditions for drivers. He warned that failure to address these concerns could disrupt fuel supply if transporters are no longer able to sustain operations. Mr. Tembo has since called on the ERB to urgently review transport rates in line with fuel price adjustments to ensure the sustainability of the sector.
Now, from where we are sitting, first we need to thank the government for bringing such interventions. Because when you look at the numbers, the way they were supposed to be, these four things about the pricing and the disruption in the supply could have been more a political issue. So we have seen that government quickly intervened and suspended the excise duty and zero-rating the VAT. This was done in order for us to cushion the impact, because definitely we were going to have higher prices of petroleum products. So yes, there has been this marginal increase on the petrol and this being a huge increase on the diesel. We have a situation at hand, and the best has been done.
Government announced a 3-month suspension of excise duty and zero rating of VAT on petrol and diesel from April to June 2026, aimed at cushioning consumers and maintaining stable fuel supply amid rising international oil prices. President Hakainde Hichilema says land remains central to Zambia's economy as it supports agriculture, housing and investment. Speaking at the Zambia Institute of Estate Agents, ZIEA, National Land Conference in Livingston, President Hichilema stressed that proper land administration, transparency and secure tenure are key to unlocking its value. He said government is enhancing land titling systems and digitizing records to improve efficiency and reduce delays. The president, who was represented by Land and Natural Resources Minister Sylvia Masewo, further called for inclusive partnerships among government, traditional leaders and the private sector. He urged stakeholders to ensure fair access to land, especially for women and youth, to support sustainable development.
Where tenure is insecure, development stalls. Where land rights are unclear, disputes multiply. Where planning is weak, settlements become vulnerable. As government, we remain committed to strengthening land administration systems. This includes improving land titling processes, digitizing land records, and reducing transaction delays. Unlocking land value is not the responsibility of government alone. It requires collaboration between central and local government, engagement with traditional authorities, engagement with professional oversight by statutory bodies, participation by private investors and financial institutions, involvement of civil society and community representatives.
Meanwhile, local government and rural development minister Gipsy Aluvalo says coordinated land administration is key to economic growth. He noted that local authorities play an important role in planning, land allocation and infrastructure development.
Our ministry plays a pivotal role in physical planning, land allocation, property renting, infrastructure development and rural transformation. Land is not merely a physical asset. It is a foundation for economic productivity, a source of livelihood, a vehicle for investment, a store of wealth and a cornerstone for national development. However, land can only deliver value when it is properly administered, professionally managed, transparently allocated, and sustainably utilized. This is where partnership becomes indispensable.